In this bulletin, the US president defends his tough stance on immigration. Labor continues to push the government to split its multi-stage tax plan. And more surprise results at the Football World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions has rejected claims holding centres for child migrants separated from parents are like Nazi concentration camps. Mr. Sessions was responding to a tweet by the former CIA Director Michael Hayden, who likened what happened at the Auschwitz concentration camp during the Holocaust to the separation of undocumented immigrant families at the US border. The Trump administration says 90% of children entering the US from countries like Mexico are unaccompanied minors, and the current policy of separating children from their parents is part of a deterrence policy. Mr. Sessions told Fox News, drawing parallels with Nazi Germany is an exaggeration and invalid.
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter. We need to think it through, be rational and thoughtful about it. We want to allow asylum for people who qualify for it, but people who want economic migration for their personal financial benefit and what they think is their family's benefit is not a basis for a claim of asylum.
President Trump has also defended the policy, saying when parents are prosecuted for coming in illegally, you have to take the children away. He also claimed that separating families was the only solution to end illegal immigration, even as he noted that he doesn't support the practice. Mexico's foreign minister has called the US policy cruel and inhumane, but Donald Trump says Mexico isn't doing anything to assist.
Child smugglers exploit the loopholes and they gain illegal entry into the United States, putting countless children in danger on the perilous trek to the United States. They come up through Mexico. Mexico does nothing for us. You hear it here. They do nothing for us. They could stop it. They have very, very strong laws. Try staying in Mexico for a couple of days. See how long that lasts.
Labor has accused the Turnbull government of blackmailing the Senate by refusing to split the personal income tax cut package. Debate in the upper house kicked off last night, with opposition senators lining up to label the government's seven-year multi-stage plan to reduce taxes unfair. Despite Labor's pleas for the bill to be split, the government is one vote short of securing the passage of the entire package. Labor's Senate leader, Penny Wong, says the government could deliver tax cuts from July 1 for low and middle income earners by breaking up the plan. China has accused the US of blackmailing it and says it's not afraid of fighting a trade war with the United States after the US threatened to impose tariffs on an additional $200 billion of Chinese goods. President Donald Trump says the threat was retaliation for Beijing's decision to raise tariffs on $50 billion of US goods over the weekend, a move that it itself came in response to additional US tariffs on Chinese products announced on Friday. China's foreign ministry spokesman Gen Zhuan says China will make sure to look after its economy and its people.
China does not want a trade war, but is not afraid of such a war. We will continue to take effective measures to safeguard the interests of our country and our people, to safeguard economic globalization and the multilateral trading system.
Japan has become the first Asian team to beat a South American team at the Football World Cup, defeating Colombia 2-1. Striker Yua Osako says Japan's loss to Colombia at the last World Cup, which confirmed their elimination from that tournament, weighed heavily on their minds.
We spent the last 4 years not forgetting about that disappointment. We were able to start off well, so I think we did very well out there. We have to thank the supporters, and I think their energy really helped today.
In other games, Russia has defeated Egypt 3-1, and Senegal has upset Poland with a 2-1 win in Moscow. Meanwhile, Socceroos youngster Daniel Azani has declared himself ready to provide the inspiration the Socceroos need to stay alive at the World Cup. The Socceroos take on Denmark on Thursday, following their 2-1 loss to France on the weekend. Denmark is looking for their second win after they beat Peru 1-0. Azani came on in the final minutes of the clash against France and says he's ready to deliver against Denmark.
I feel like I'm ready, especially given the intensive training camp we had in Antalya, where we were training 2 times a day on most days. I think I've given myself the best opportunity. I've tried my hardest, you know, and that's all you can do. You know, it's just up to the boss now.
And now the weather across Australia: Perth, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and a possible shower, 15. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 14. Hobart, cloudy and 13 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, much the same, 17. Newcastle, more showers, 18. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 25. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News. We'll be right back.